Development must be based on a global anthropological vision of the human person, and in Latin America, specific initiatives must favor the indigenous, the Afro-American peoples and small farmers who are suffering the most. This was Pope Benedict XVI's message to the members of the Populorum Progressio Foundation this Thursday.
Gracias por el continuo trabajo que estáis llevando a cabo en favor de los más pobres.
Speaking in Spanish, the Holy Father began by tracing the foundation's origins. He said it was born 15 years ago of the great concern which John Paul II showed for the men and women who suffer most in our society. The papal organization, led by Archbishop Paul Joseph Cordes, is directly headed by the Pontifical Council Cor Unum. Its work is aimed at aiding developing nations in Latin America and the Caribbean, as Cor Unum General Secretary Monsignor Carol Castile explains.
This foundation has been very useful in examining about 2,000 projects so far, from Chile to Mexico through the Caribbean, and it is a sign of the Holy Father, of his presence among the poorer, urged of the poor in Latin America and the Caribbean.
The Holy Father noted the importance of a clear and transparent work method, the involvement of local bishops, who are experts in the field of local needs, the necessity to avoid patronizing attitudes, which the Pope says humiliates the poor, but above all the assurance that funding arrives at its desired destination without being wasted on bureaucracy. In concluding remarks Thursday, Pope Benedict XVI observed that true poverty is lack of hope, the absence of a father figure which guides and gives a sense to existence. He pointed out that it is more vital to promote life and announce the faith in the fight for human dignity and social justice. I'm Ema McCarthy.